Picture a designer spending 3 weeks crafting pixel-perfect mock-ups, only to watch developers build something entirely different because they misunderstood the intent. Or imagine a team launching a beautifully documented feature that nobody uses. These scenarios play out daily in organizations worldwide, revealing a fundamental mismatch. Our design processes evolved for manufacturing, where you can't change a car door after production begins, but software has no such constraints. We can update continuously, yet we still design as if every decision is permanent. Lean UX emerged from this tension, offering a radically different approach. Instead of treating design as a solitary craft that produces deliverables, it reimagines design as collaborative problem-solving focused on outcomes. The shift is profound, from "Did I create beautiful wireframes?" to "Did we solve the customer's problem?" This isn't about abandoning craft, it's about channeling that craft toward what actually matters. Lean UX synthesizes three powerful movements into something greater than their sum. Design thinking contributes solution-focused methods that tackle business challenges creatively, encouraging teams to work beyond traditional boundaries. Agile development adds principles that value working software over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, and responding to change over following rigid plans. The lean startup method introduces the build-measure-learn feedback loop, minimizing risk through rapid experimentation. What makes this synthesis transformative is how it addresses software's unique nature. Unlike physical products, software can evolve continuously. Lean UX embraces this reality by stripping away heavy documentation in favor of building shared understanding across teams. Rather than spending weeks perfecting wireframes in isolation, practitioners sketch ideas with developers at whiteboards, immediately identifying technical constraints and opportunities. Instead of creating comprehensive specifications that become outdated before implementation, they build just enough shared understanding to start creating working software that can be tested with real users. This represents a fundamental shift from getting it all figured out first to learning through making and measuring, from comfort to effectiveness. Lean UX treats requirements as testable assumptions. Instead of "users need feature X," teams ask, "we believe users need feature X. How will we know if we're right?" Teams state assumptions about users, markets, and solutions, then prioritize by risk. These become hypothesis statements. "We believe" statement is true. "We will know we're right when we see specific feedback." Effective hypotheses require three elements: outcomes, behaviors predicting business goals; personas, user sketches refined through research; and features, ideas driving customer behavior. Lean UX introduces proto-personas using a four-quadrant layout: sketch a name, demographics, needs and pain points, and potential solutions. A team building a community-supported agriculture app created Susan, assuming users were women who like to cook. Field research revealed their audience was actually young men, prompting a quick pivot to Timothy. This flexibility, being wrong quickly rather than right slowly, distinguishes Lean UX from traditional approaches. Lean UX reimagines design as collaborative, not solitary. This isn't design by committee. It's designer-led co-creation, maintaining clear decision-making. Early, frequent conversations unite teams around shared vision and enable parallel development. Athel Ladder's designer, struggling with a complex recruiter dashboard, collaborated with the lead developer at a whiteboard. 2 hours of sketching produced a layout both usable and technically feasible. The designer refined wireframes while the developer began infrastructure code simultaneously, completing the first version within their 2-week sprint. Lean UX employs Design Studio to bring cross-functional teams together. Team members independently sketch 6 low-fidelity ideas in 5 minutes, present their thinking in 3-minute sessions while receiving critique, then refine based on feedback. The team converges on a single idea, sketching components and workflows together on whiteboards. This democratizes design while maintaining momentum. When Greg Petroff took over GE's global UX practice in 2011, he faced 500 developers per designer and inconsistent experiences across business lines. his team created the Industrial Internet Design System, a comprehensive pattern library targeting GE's 8,000 software engineers. This system shortened project life cycles by up to 6 months, saved millions annually, and enabled teams to create clickable prototypes in days instead of months. By codifying design patterns into reusable components, they freed designers from reinventing standard elements, creating leverage that multiplied effectiveness across hundreds of projects simultaneously. With hypotheses ready, teams must validate what works. The minimum viable product approach minimizes effort on unproven concepts while quickly identifying worthwhile features. MVPs serve two purposes. Learning-focused MVPs discover market needs, while value-focused MVPs deliver immediate benefits while enabling learning. Prototyping creates effective MVPs efficiently. Options range from paper prototypes to clickable wireframes, high-fidelity mockups, and coded prototypes. Paper prototypes are quick, but provide limited feedback. Coded prototypes offer realistic experiences, but require significant time. Match your approach to what you need to learn, focusing on core workflows. Non-prototype MVPs sometimes test concepts more efficiently. Email campaigns measure engagement, AdWords tests messaging resonance, and landing pages validate ideas through conversion rates. Buttons to Nowhere gauge feature interest by tracking clicks on non-functional elements. Cheryl Yeo exemplified this with City Pockets, creating a concierge MVP, a working front end where she manually processed coupon emails behind the scenes. She set a 500 email daily target to validate demand before building automation, embodying core lean UX principles. Design only what's needed, deliver quickly, and maintain customer contact for meaningful feedback. Lean UX embeds research into every sprint through collaborative practices. Teams review questions together, create interview guides, and conduct interviews in mixed discipline pairs, switching roles to broaden perspectives. A PayPal team split into pairs and took a prototype to nearby malls. Each pair spent 2 hours interviewing strangers, switching roles midway. Patterns emerged that validated or disproved assumptions. They adjusted their prototype and conducted another round the same day, starting the next sprint with shared understanding, no secondhand reports. The 3-12-1 approach brings 3 users into testing by noon weekly. Modern usability testing requires only a quiet office with a computer and webcam. Meetup evolved from everyone in one room to just the moderator joining the user while the team watches remotely. They scaled to daily testing, conducting about 600 sessions annually for roughly $30,000. Customer support agents interact with more customers daily than designers will during entire projects. Teams should regularly meet with support staff to understand trends and test hypotheses through call scripts, transforming support from reactive function into proactive design insight. Lean UX requires fundamental organizational shifts. First, measure outcomes over output. Track business goal progress, not feature completion. Second, replace rigid roles with collaborative capabilities, letting team members contribute their full skill range beyond job descriptions. Third, designers must develop facilitation skills, opening the design process to team ownership rather than individual control. Fourth, create small cross-functional teams. Single-discipline collaboration produces narrow ideas. Keep teams small enough to feed with two pizzas. Fifth, design collaborative workspaces. Co-locate teams in open spaces with ample wall space for shared work. Even one cubicle wall hinders conversation. Sixth, eliminate hero designers and big design up front. Lean UX thrives on broad collaboration where design as hypothesis embraces failure as learning. Finally, prioritize speed over aesthetics. As Jason Fried said, speed first, aesthetic second. Don't perfect transient artifacts. They serve the moment, then evolve. Lean UX transforms product development through shared understanding, the collective knowledge teams build together. Greater shared understanding reduces dependence on detailed documents. It values externalizing work, getting ideas onto whiteboards, walls, and sticky notes, creating ambient information flow and equal participation. It prioritizes making over analysis. Creating the first version beats endless debate. Answers come from customers, not conference rooms, requiring something concrete for people to respond to. It embraces learning over growth, recognizing that scaling unproven ideas wastes resources. It grants permission to fail, creating safe environments where teams try ideas without fear of penalty. Most fundamentally, it refocuses from creating documents to achieving outcomes. In a world where software changes continuously, clinging to manufacturing-era processes ignores reality. Lean UX offers a different path: teams learning together, failing fast, and focusing relentlessly on outcomes. Beautiful wireframes that don't solve real problems are expensive decoration. Choose learning over perfection, collaboration over heroism, outcomes over outputs. That's where real craft lives.